Republican Congressman Scott Tipton joins me by phone from Washington, D.C. Thanks for fitting us into your schedule, sir.
Gavin, great to be with you.
Since you last spoke on community radio, there was big news regarding the Canyons of the Ancients near your hometown. In an editorial over the weekend, the Durango Herald wrote, "Credit is due to Rep. Scott Tipton, among others, for continued advocacy for public lands." Can you talk about your own input to the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke?
You bet. We'd had an opportunity to be able to sit down with Secretary Zinke in regards to the Canyon of the Ancients as they were reviewing the use of the Antiquities Act. In Southwest Colorado, this has become part of our community, was always public lands that we wanted to be able to preserve. Great archaeological issues of needing to be preserved out in the area. And we do receive assurances from the Secretary that the Canyon of the Ancients was not going to be on the list. And we wanted to make sure that we were driving home the point of the local community support, what it's been adding to our community in regards to tourism and the overall benefits of being able to protect those public lands.
Also read an editorial in the Journal out of Cortez that you deserve kudos for working on the Every Kid Outdoors Act. For folks who haven't heard of it, what does the law do for kids?
You know what this is? It's going to be able to create the opportunity for our children to be able to get out into our public lands, to our parks. We spend a lot of time right now on phones and on iPads playing games. One of the great things that every child needs to be able to experience is that opportunity to be able to get out onto our public lands, outdoors, to be able to get the exercise, to be able to learn about where you live.
And focused on fourth graders in particular?
You bet. This is a good opportunity with young kids to be able to make sure that they're actually getting that early start and enjoying what the great outdoors has to be able to offer each and every one of us, appreciation for our environment and just where you live. And always start young, and this is a good opportunity to be able to move that forward.
You and Colorado's Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner have introduced companion legislation to move the Bureau of Land Management's headquarters west. Can you talk about the advantages y'all have in mind and what the prospects are looking like?
You know, we've spoken with Secretary Zinke on this issue as well. All of our public lands, the vast majority of our public lands, are certainly in the west. We have the Department of Interior, the BLM in particular, is housed in Washington, D.C., there would still be a connection, obviously, through the Department of Interior moving the headquarters out to the west. But to have the actual entity placed in the west, we think would provide for greater input and greater understanding rather than having Washington, D.C. from several thousand miles away, ultimately determining some of the access to our public lands and the usage and the protection of them. We see it as a real upside and opportunity to be able to get Washington exposed to the west, if you will.
Has that office ever been west of the Mississippi, to your knowledge?
No, it hasn't. You know, the BLM, obviously we have regional offices, but as we all well know, when it comes down to policy, we have great input from the local areas, goes to Washington, and we may see different outcomes. We see an upside to being able to bring the department's headquarters of the BLM out to the west, have it housed where the lands that they administer generally are, and to be able to get that direct connection.
Moving on to healthcare policy with Congressman Scott Tipton, you've been consistent in your opposition to Obamacare, and you voted for the American Healthcare Act. The Senate has not been successful in repealing or replacing. If it comes down to it, are you comfortable repealing without replacing?
You know, I think that there are two components to this, which were not understood in the general legislation. You have the repeal portion of it, but when we get to the replace end of it, we need to make sure that the market's going to be stable, that there are opportunities for the insurance companies to be able to write policies. We wrote three companion pieces of legislation which could not be included in the bill that we passed, the reconciliation bill that we sent over to the Senate. One was to be able to buy across state lines. That passed through the House of Representatives. Second was association health care. To be able to provide, if you belong to a rural electric association, as an example, we have Tri-State in Colorado. That could be one large group which can drive down prices to be able to create that competitiveness. That passed through the House of Representatives. We passed through the House tort reform legislation as well, one of the major cost drivers that we've heard from our hospitals, from our doctors as well. And we also passed an important bill that whatever the American people have to live under, Congress has to live under as well. four important pieces of standalone legislation that went forward. So I think that that does need to be an overall package.
Shifting gears again, sir, there have been reports of ICE raids here in Colorado's 3rd District, but we still don't have a lot of details. Reporters around here feel like ICE is the least transparent government agency they cover. My question is, are you signed on to any legislation right now to address the rights of law-abiding undocumented people who work and raise their families in our neighborhoods?
We haven't seen any legislation moving forward that I am aware of. We are looking to make sure that there is transparency, that we're doing things that do abide by American law, and we'll stand up for individual rights, but also for American law as well.
You voted on new sanctions on Iran, Russia, and North Korea last week. Can you give us a few specifics? What outcomes you're anticipating from this approach?
You bet. We're hopeful with bills that we passed through the House this last week. First of all, when it comes to Russia, if there's going to be any termination or waivers in regards to the sanctions which have been put on Russia, there needs to be a vote by Congress up or down to be able to approve any sort of an adjustment to those requirements that are existing. Regarding North Korea and Iran, we're going to make sure that we're going to be expanding and enforcing sanctions on them in an economic way. To be able to deter the expansion of nuclear weapons and terrorism as well.
Okay, so in the past week, President Trump made off-color remarks in front of Boy Scouts, and then in a speech to police officers, he openly endorsed police brutality. His communications director pick only lasted 10 days and made his own share of obscene comments. House Speaker Paul Ryan said last week that Republicans in Congress shouldn't spend all their time defending Trump on the Russia allegations. As we've discussed here on KDNK many times, Congressman, you have plenty on your to-do list. Aren't you concerned Trump is doing damage to your party's agenda?
You know, I'd like to be able to see our focus in terms of our issues that are important here at home. Here on the West Slope of Colorado, as we're all aware, many of us have not felt the economic recovery. That needs to be the focus. We've got tax reform that's going to be coming up to empower the American people to use more of the money that they earn to be able to create and to be able to preserve jobs. In my estimate, that does need to be the focus. We've had a lot of ancillary issues that have drawn a lot of media attention, drawing off the focus on issues that are important to people here at home. Out of our office, we're going to continue to be focused on getting those jobs created through the private sector here at home and addressing issues that are important to us.
Last question quickly. Any developments on having you in person in Garfield County for a town hall? You know, Katie and Kate'd be happy to help set something up.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. We're going to be out in our district, and we're going to be up in the Glenwood area. I know in the next week or two, I think it is, according to our schedule, and we may well take you up on that. I appreciate it.
Republican Scott Tipton represents Colorado's 3rd Congressional District in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for speaking with Community Radio.
Gavin, thanks for your time.
For KDNK, I'm Gavin Dahl.